men quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Hallelujah. Just worship him with me this morning. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Sing that one more time. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, till I want no more. Here's my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Amen. It's good to be here. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house this morning. My goodness. All y'all looking all good and everything. Man, wow. I'm happy to be here. Amen. Go ahead, sis.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning and God bless everybody.
Amen.
Yesterday at work, I was serving and I just felt it in my soul, like the devil's trying to attack me tonight. He knows I'm trying to get baptized tomorrow. I had a lady walk up to me that works with me, and she says, I'm going to tell you something. She whispered in my ear. She says, the Lord's about to bless you tonight. Wow. And I said, oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
Amen.
My first table, $50 tip. My second table, $35 tip. My back to back. Let me tell you, Satan saw the glory in my heart. He saw how I was trying so hard. And by the end of that night, man, he comes knocking again. He tried to get me all upset. I dreamed last night that the water was going to be so freezing cold that I shivered and didn't want to go under. Amen. I rebuke Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Go ahead, sis. Oh, my goodness.
Good morning, buddy. I am just... again, grateful to be here. I'm telling you again, with all those different messages that we have received, the ambassador, inspiring, these are God's words that we manifest as a seed daily, on a daily basis. I'm just so grateful. And I just would like to show God, my Lord. How appreciative that I am that He has protected me and my family, friends, loved ones, people who I come in contact. And I would like to show my sisters and brothers what God has spoken on my heart.
Amen.
And I would like to go back to Sister Dawn. She played a song the early part of this year. And my husband can share with you, that has been on my heart for a long time. And so now I ask my sisters if they would help me. And we're going to try. Or no, we're not going to try. We're going to do. We're going to do it. And we're going to edify the body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Let me say one thing.
Yes.
That little sister, is it Brittany? Where'd she go? Where'd she go? Your testimony blessed me. I love to hear the voice of the bride.
Yes.
That's where the voice of God is in this hour. It's in the bride. You know, I was laying there in the bed this morning. You know, the dogs were barking. They kept me up. Like, I have Andrea's dogs, too. And so I had three dogs, and it was a three-dog night. And so I was awake, and I was thinking about, a lot of times I wake up and everything's quiet. You can get everything out of your mind. And this is a time that you can have a one-on-one with God.
Yes.
You know, what you get with Him, what I love to talk to the Lord about, He's completely honest with me. I mean, and I'm completely honest with Him. If I'm mad, I tell Him. If I'm sad, I tell Him. And I said, Lord, I've seen people walk away. But you know what I want to do? I want to do like Brother Duskins always said. I want to lean in. I want to lean in. So that being said, there's no other reason for us to be here but to sink into the presence of God, to get to go home for a couple of hours, thank God, and just lift up His name. So
we're ready.
I'm going to shut up.
Well, you know, I'm not going to let these sisters have all of this. I'm going to put my two cents in, too. Has God not blessed us? You know, from Sunday to Wednesday to the next Sunday. I get blessed. I get to see the people of God in here.
Yes.
I get to worship. I get to praise God. I get to lay down my armor, my suit. I get out there and I slay a few dragons, but I can lay it down out here, and I can worship in spirit and truth.
Yes.
I thank God for being an answer of prayers.
Yes.
He's answered my prayers again and again.
Amen. Yes.
What a blessed atmosphere this is. Amen. What a time this is. And here we are with the voice of God.
Amen.
We know what it is.
Yes.
And so praise Him. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I'm shut up.
I just had to say something. I'm just so glad I woke up this morning, that we all woke up this morning and walked through the door. And,
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. There are glory on each face.
Amen.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Yes, we did.
I've often felt before.
Amen.
Surely.
Yes.
I can begin with the Lord.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can hear His mighty power and His praise. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. There's glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
There's a holy.
Amen. Yes, I did.
And I know. Without doubt.
Yes, yes, yes. I have been with the Lord. Amen, amen. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can hear this mighty power and His praise. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Go ahead, Brother Seth. God bless you, sisters.
Oh, Lord. What a mighty group of people we are. It should be ruckus in here. We should be excited. I personally, you know, I'm going to take this one. Sister Sue, I'm going to encourage myself.
Yes.
I'm going to encourage myself. I've seen too much.
That.
Talking about, you know, the songs that we sing. You know, talk about, I want to feed me till I'm hungry no more. You know what? I won't be content until I wake in His likeness.
Right.
You know, talking about surely the presence is here. I know for a fact that the presence is here.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
The reason why I showed up, is I know where God's
yes.
at. That's the difference between Amen. Me and the church world, is because I'm not over here serving a form or fashion. I'm not over here trying to fulfill something. I'm over here knowing that I know who I am.
Amen.
I came in here. I didn't come in here just because it's a Sunday.
Right.
I came here because with reverence.
Yeah.
I came here with expectations,
yeah.
just like everybody else. We all go through things.
Right.
I love the fact that what they preached on Wednesday about Romans 8:28. You know, there's some requirements. There's some requirements. But everybody sitting here today, guess what? You met the requirements.
Amen.
You met the requirements. So when you go through things, and you have, and because you will.
Oh, yeah, you
I
will.
Guarantee
oh,
you,
yeah.
you will.
Because oh, yeah.
you know
try.
What? The you more you serve this message, the more you surrender, guess what? That devil's going to try to fight you that much more.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? He put it in such a way that with that foreknowledge, we're already two steps ahead of him.
Yeah.
Not even life or death. That covers a lot.
Yeah.
Either you're up or you're down. I love the fact that Brother Moore, before that, he even gave reasons why you should be thankful, why you should be really coming in here encouraged. What's he done with you since the beginning, since midnight? Since midnight. He has slept. You slept well. Mm-hmm. You woke up. You realized the heart attacks, the coronary arrest, all that stuff. God kept you from that. He woke you up and gave you breath. And you're coming here and sit on a pew and warm it? I don't think, not me. I'll speak for myself. I won't do it. I'm not going to sit down. God's been too good to me. He kept me. Not only did he keep me safe, he kept my loved ones safe. I didn't come in here alone. I came in here with kids.
Right.
I came here with the family.
Oh, yeah.
God so loved me.
Oh, yeah.
That he kept my family.
Yeah.
Not only that, though, we don't stop there.
No, no.
Not even those, not the ones that are just here, but the, all my loved ones, all that I love, all that I love has been already accounted for because of that token.
Yes.
If I can't see some hands clapping or some feet stomping now, you came here for church, did you not?
Amen.
You came here to worship God, right? What are you worshiping? What has he done for you?
Yeah.
You say you believe this.
Oh, my.
You say you're a part of this, but actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. And so you woke up. You have breath. Your loved ones. Eternal security. Guess what? He also, when you flip that light on, you know what, sister? You know what? Whether the water's cold or the water's warm, it's nothing but the truth. But you know what? No matter what happens, no matter if I woke up and my kids weren't there, or the lights weren't on, or the food wasn't in the fridge, or the car didn't work, God's still real. That's the reality of it.
Yeah.
Is he served me,
yes,
and sought me through and put rams in these proverbial bushes every single before I even knew what a bush was.
Come on.
He raised a standard before I even knew I needed one.
Yeah.
So when he says, you know, seek me first, I'm okay. I gotcha. If that's all you ask, Lord, amen. All you ask is for me to surrender, amen. Yeah. All you ask is for me to get up and testify, sing a song, clap my hands, mow the grass. Amen.
Yes.
Pay my tithes. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, guess what? That's all he wants is a bride.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is he put a bride in a place that won't even fail.
Right.
We can't even fail.
Right.
So what are you going to do with that?
Amen.
So I want to come in here, and if nothing else, amen, I want to encourage you because I'm encouraged.
Yes.
Because sometimes you got to push yourself. Sometimes you got to ruffle your own feathers up. Because you know what? You'll get lazy.
Yeah.
There's
ten
other inlets.
Come on.
You'll get there and you'll be displacing. You over here sitting at the fountain and just going to be like, well, you know, it's just another day, another Sunday. Uh-uh. This is not another Sunday. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
You talk about the surely the presence. You're walking into eternity. This is the closest thing you've come on this side to walking in the cool of the evening with your Lord.
Yes.
This is it.
This is it.
I mean, you can't get
recognize
this at home.
Oh,
you can't. You got to come and you got to find yourself someone who preaches it.
Yeah.
You
got
to ask someone who speaks it, who can break it down to you. Because you know what? I know I'm going to come in here. I'm going to be growing a little bit further than I did last time.
Amen.
A little bit further. Tweaking a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, eventually you're going to tweak so much. You're going to change so much.
Yes.
But you know what?
Yes,
you're going to be like,
yes,
amen, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I think we're here for a body change, are
that's
we not?
Right. Amen.
Are we not? I know I am. I've heard it preached. I know it's the evidence.
Oh, my.
So if you're here for a body change, you're here for a word.
Yes.
You're here for a word. I didn't come in here to just sit on a bench. I didn't come. Mm-hmm. We've done that for too long. I've seen too many examples of bench warming.
Yeah.
I want to get up here and I want to raise my hands.
Amen.
I want to clap my hands. I want to stomp my feet. Sing until you have no voice.
Yes.
Testify until there's nothing else to testify about.
Yeah.
Encourage everybody because what are we doing?
My.
You talk about you're the last voice of the last age.
Where's your voice?
We shouldn't be quiet.
Yep. Come on.
If there was praise 24/7 at the throne,
yeah,
and now he's here,
come on,
where should the praise be? What
come
are we
on
doing?
Oh my goodness.
I'm confused. I'm confused. And it's the thing, though, is I'm gonna say it because this is how we are. We're a body.
Yeah.
We're only as strong as the weakest link.
Amen.
But again, you can say on such a side, you can jump on the other side, says, you know what? There's no weak links here. There's no weak links. Because the fact that you came in here means that you're a believer.
Amen.
And all that means is you just got to shake yourself.
Yeah.
You got to move yourself.
Come on.
Get yourself out of the way. Take that flesh. Lay it down.
Lay
and you know
down
what, Lord?
Lay
I open myself
down
to you. I yield myself
amen
to you. I want to be a willing vessel.
Amen.
That's all he wants. He doesn't want anything else. He didn't ask you to live a certain way.
Yeah.
He didn't say he died on the cross because the laws didn't even apply to you. You couldn't live up to him if you wanted to.
That's right.
there's 10 of them and you barely live up to one. But all that grace he poured into you, I just want to be that much more thankful. If he says jump, I'll jump.
Yeah.
If he says sing, I'll sing.
Amen.
Because we're not all built the same. That's a beautiful thing about it.
Amen.
We all have our own ministry.
Yes. Amen.
Because it's a many-membered body.
That's what
greater works that you will do. But there's got to be a push.
It has to be.
You know what? God's not going to sit there and talk to you. If you don't do something, he will raise up a rock.
Yeah.
A rock. I don't know about you, but I don't want any inanimate objects taking the place of me. I don't want a rock. I don't want a donkey.
No.
I don't want anything else except for me to get up out of my own lips. It's not even a testimony until you say it. It's not even, you can't even claim it. They say it's not even a pardon unless you claim it. Well, it's written on a napkin. I don't care. I'm out of jail. I'm free. You woke up this morning free. There's no condemnation. What are you going to do with that bride? Huh?
Amen.
And you're not talking just about this body. We're talking about a whole bride body.
Whole body.
You're representing everybody.
What you're tied to.
And we're all saying the same thing. I want a perfect body.
Amen.
I want a wedding supper. I want to eat.
Eat.
And they break it down so simple. We understand who can eat and why we can eat. Amen for revelation.
Amen.
Amen.
Because
if you see it, you see it. And you know what will happen when you see it? You can't help because you'll get out of your way.
Yeah.
I love it. Sister Jennifer turns me on when she gets up because she's the shyest person here.
Yeah.
But she gets up here, she says, you know what? I believe and I won't let fear rule me.
Right.
That's a testimony. I won't let fear rule me. So when you're out there and you're scared of something, or you're nervous about something, just remember what your body said about it. Remember what your body said about it. They said, I won't let fear. If the most nervous person says, I'm not going to be fearful, then the bravest person should be that much more powerful.
Amen.
We should raise each
no
other up.
Links.
If he says, I'm not a ragtag group of people, you say, amen. That's
amen.
But the truth.
That's right.
I ain't ragtag.
Ain't raggedy.
You can use this body, or you can say, that's just somebody else talking.
Oh, yeah.
That's your choice.
Yeah.
You make a choice. Life's full of choices, but there is a price you'll pay.
Yeah.
Because if you come in here and think it's just somebody else talking, you're going to miss God talking.
You're going to miss God.
You'll miss him every single time. He comes at you at the door. You good? Oh, that's just Brother Lockett. He always says. He said that for the last, God's been talking to you for 40 years.
Come on.
And you're over here waiting for God to talk to you. He's talked to you every Sunday and Wednesday. You doing good?
Yeah.
You walk in, that's your choice.
Yeah.
But those deacons, they have a job.
Yeah.
They have an office.
An embassy.
They have an office to keep this embassy safe. They're going to knock those spirits off or they're going to remove you out.
Amen.
I've seen it before. But I tell you what, this turns me on because I see a bride that's not going to sit there and be like, oh, because that's what the denomination's done. They'll come in, they'll sit in a seat, they'll sing a couple songs, get a preacher up, and leave. We should look different.
Oh, yeah.
We should look different.
Yeah.
We should make people nervous. Yeah. We should make people, we should crowd the seats.
Yeah.
We should have him over here playing Mortal Kombat, trying to fight people off. It should.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is so real to me that, you know, when you base your life on this, and there is a turning point. There comes a point where there has to be an end of a struggling nature.
My.
Eventually, you got to stop because you can make the choice to struggle and fight and keep your thinking. It gets you nowhere.
Yeah.
But I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done fighting. I'm saying, you know what, Lord? Do what your will.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Everything I've touched turns to trash. I mess it up.
Yeah.
I'm flesh. I'm human. Anything man touches, he'll corrupt. That's all he can do. But anything God touches, it's perfect.
Amen.
You listen to these words. I guarantee you. You know, it's a beautiful thing about it, though. Again, I love that balance because you have that perfection because you can listen to the word 100% and 100% blessings.
Yeah.
But you know what God does? Because he loves you so much. Even if you can't do it and you still say amen, he'll still bless you. There'll be a price. There's always a price.
Yeah.
You'll pay on this side because you won't pay over there.
No. Right.
But he still blesses you. I don't know anywhere else that can say whether I'm high or low, the valley's low, the mountain's high, God blesses me. So I come in here on Sunday, not just any other Sunday. This is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
I am enthused. I am thoroughly persuaded. I'm not partially persuaded that this is it.
Amen.
That we are here moving, not as individuals, but as a body. We are moving so fast together, you miss something, you're going to miss a lot. So Lord, thank you for revelation.
Amen. So I see that you guys are trying to attempt to make me nervous. So I'm going to tell you what the order is going to go. We got Brother Kevin here, then we got Brother Warren, followed by Sister Kara, and then I'm going to shut it off because we've got picture taken and, you know, and we've got a busy day. So go ahead, Brother Kevin. Brothers, come get the offering.
God bless you, Brian. Thank God for being here this morning. We were remiss. I want to thank God for me for bringing me and my wife back safe from vacation. Amen. Never want to take that for granted. Because you know you're not guaranteed to come back. So yeah, I thank God for keeping us safe. So I want to thank God for that. And you know I got back Wednesday. You know, and I heard Jeremiah preach, and it was a wonderful message. You know, one of the questions he asked is, you know, God cares, do you? And you know, that hit me like a ton of bricks because, you know, your actions will speak louder than words. Because if you really love God, it'll show. It'll show. You don't have to talk about it. And I know why Brother Passmore said over the years, I don't watch what you say. I watch what you do. Because I mean, you really and truly, over the years, you'll tell yourself you love God or not. Because this should be number one priority. It should be. And I thank God that for me,
Amen. It
is a priority. You don't have to pull teeth for me to come to church. I know where my bread and butter's at. You don't have to worry about that. Don't worry about me if you don't see Kevin. I'm on vacation. I'm coming back. Don't get me wrong. I'm coming back here. This is my church. I'm not looking to go anywhere else. 1744 supplies all my needs. I don't looking for nothing else. I mean, and I thank God for that. Because some people was wondering, is this church for them? I know this church is for me. It is. I mean, because it ain't about I've been coming here for so long. Because really and truly, it's what you do right now. That's what you do right now. Because I can say I can become for 20 years. You can walk out. That don't mean nothing. It don't mean anything. It don't. But what's what you do right now? It's a present tense God. And I thank God for what God's doing for me right now. I mean,
Amen.
I thank God for that. I don't take it for granted at all. I really don't. And so if you ever wondering, is Kev coming back? Yes, I'm coming back. So I'm talking to you right now. Yes, I'm coming back. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna stake my claim. I'm here. Don't think about that. Don't think about that. This is my claim. I love this message too much for me to walk away. God's been too good for me. He's been too good. And if you do I care? Yes, I care. I care about God. I love him too much. He don't have to bless me ever again in life. And I still love him. He still love him. I'm also claiming healing for my wife.
Yes,
I do. I'm not letting back on that at all. Because I believe 100% she will be healed.
Amen.
She will. And last thing, folks, I want to say thank God for just having the opportunity one more time to have it be in a church picture. Because really and truly, it's a blessing. It is. To show one more time that I identify with this message. I identify with this word. There's nothing else that satisfies my soul. It don't. This Amen. Word is everything to me. So Amen. I love you guys, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart, and God bless you.
Amen. Brother Warren, God bless you, man.
God's been too good to me for me to just sit down. And I'm starting to see this more and more. It's time to get up, say something. Say, you know, tell the body you believe this. You know, if that's all you got, tell them you identify. You know, God's too good to us. You know, but for me, man, I don't know. I've been hearing God all morning long.
Yeah.
If you've been tuning him out, well, you've missed you missed him. That God's talking. You know, it's from the time we come in the doors till the time Brother Moore gets up to the time we go out. God's speaking the whole time. It's not just in the ministry. You know, it's in the body. We are, you know, we have to speak. You know, we're the final voice. We do have to talk. We've got something to do. We're ambassadors. And you know what? In here, we can lay our armor down, you know, and we could just trust and lean on God that he'll speak to us, that he'll, you know, he'll take care of us. But, you know, I was thinking when Brother Jeremiah was speaking the other day, you know, if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. That's key. You know, you just can't just come in here lukewarm. You can't just come in here and think you can get one over on God. Oh, no, that's not going to happen. God's, you know, God knows. But if you come in here, come as you are. You know, there's the flip side to that. Come as you are. But be willing. Have an open heart. Have an open hand. You know, let God take what he wants from you and let him put in what he wants.
That's right.
You know, that's what I'm doing. And Brother Moore said, it's time to speak. Well, you know what, brother? I'm convinced it's time to speak. So I'm going to say my little part,
yes.
You know, because it's just my job. It's my job. It's my duty. It's my responsibility to this body.
I
want to say something that edifies.
Yes.
And, well, that's it for now. But one last thing. You know, God will just burn you, even if it's for 5 minutes, you know. That's all you need to do.
Amen.
But the final thing is, you know, my wife and I have been married. Tomorrow's our anniversary. It's been 35 years tomorrow. Not many people can say that, you know. I've got friends that been married a couple times maybe. But it's, you know, it's a true testimony when you can stay with your spouse. You know, and she's put up with me. God bless her. You know, because sometimes I could be really ornery. But you know, it's that love. It goes deeper than just, you know, the superficial things and you know the fleshly things. It's something on the inside. Amen. You know, this is what God intended for marriage to be. You know, it's not something where we just take lightly. Although, you know, I'm guilty. I do it at times, you know, take my wife for granted. But we're still together. Thank God for that. You know, that's the testimony that I have. We're still together, 35 years tomorrow. God bless you, honey. I love you. And like I've said before, if I had to do it again, it would be with you. Amen.
Amen. Sister Kara, you'll be the last one.
It's so nervous up here. Hopefully I can get all these words out. You know, I was just thinking, today's picture day. And I'm always extra nervous on those days because I'm the one that takes the pictures. And I was just thinking, I was looking at the wall, and I've been doing this for over 10 years, which not only does that make me feel old, but it also makes me think about the fact that I'm just glad that God still has a role for me. That you guys can't get rid of me. You need someone to take the picture. But I was also thinking, you know, as I'm listening to the testimonies, I'm sitting on the pew, and I was thinking with how nervous I get when I come up to testify and how nervous I get when it is church picture. Because I take it so seriously. I want to do well. I want to do a good job for God. But I should have that same, you know, nervousness and anticipation every time I come in here. I should have that same, you know, excitement every time because I want to give something to God. I do want to, you know, do my part. I want to step up. I always want to do more. And, you know, we talk about the body change. And several years ago, I just like, oh, you know, I want kids, blah, 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 blah. And now that I have a son, I'm even more ready for the body change because this world is so crazy. And I love him so much.
Amen.
And I don't want him to have to grow up in this world where I have to send him out to school and pray and just, I had to lean on God that he's going to make it home safely. I'd rather get a body change and let it take care of all those problems. So I'm just ready. I'm excited for the word.
Amen. God bless the testimonies. You know, are you guys all good and nervous yet? You know, it's a good thing to be nervous. It's a good thing to go through these stresses. It's a good thing to go through the things that are uncomfortable. You know, get comfortable in the uncomfortable because God can't be uncomfortable. God can't be nervous. He needs you to feel those things. So don't think it's strange when, you know, you get nervous coming up here testifying. You overcome by the words of your testimony. And I appreciate every testimony that comes through here. Let's by way of announcements. So we got Brother Tony Jerabisa. And we will have tonight's service as well. So be sure to come back for that. It'll be a full service. He'll be preaching. And it will be on the internet. So and then we have next week on the 29th. We have Brother Peterson. We're going to London Church, and everybody leaves here at 9 o'clock sharp. So be here by 8:30. So October 4th is the bonfire, and then we've got October 17th, the trip to South Carolina, and the year's over. So we've got the power in the name of Jesus, key of G, and then we'll get him up. God bless you all. We've got the power. Amen. start with the first verse. Give me your hand. Let's agree together. Then all our enemies will crumble at our feet. Or whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven at the name of Jesus. Satan has to flee. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. We've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, we cannot be defeated. We've got the
in the name of the Lord, we've got the power. Oh, we've got the power. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we've got the power. We've got the power. In the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord, oh, though Satan reigns, we cannot be defeated. We cannot be defeated. We've got the power in the name of the
be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's good to be a part of a living, moving body. And it's good to be a part of a church that can grow. It's good to have you all here. I forgot about pictures when I pulled up. I saw these. I saw Jackson outside looking all dapper. And I walked in. I saw these people. Oh, that's right. It's picture day. So I don't know. It's good to see you all dress up, and it's good to see you all here for pictures. Now, Brother Tony's with us, and he's been with us on and off here for a good little while. And I told him, we were trying to figure out a time for him to come, and I told him, I said, well, we're going to have pictures on this Sunday. And he's like, what is this picture thing? I says, well, we take our church picture. And he said, I'm coming that Sunday. And, I mean, he literally flew from Florida to Michigan, because that's where he was heading. Then he got a ticket from Michigan right to Dayton. Didn't even leave the airport. And I thought, this man really wants to get in this picture. Now, if this man is that desperate to get in a picture, we ought to get in a picture. But I appreciate Brother Tony. It's a good thing to have him with us. And you're all welcome to join us in the picture. And what we're going to do, as I felt this year, you see, I throw us off all the time. We usually do the picture first. Well, we're doing the picture last. Because what we're going to do, we've got a service. We've got Brother Tony. We've got three people that's going to be baptized. And then after that's done, then we'll probably do the pictures. Because at that point, we can turn off the internet. And we don't have to turn off and have people out there and turn it back on. So we're going to do that last. So if you thought that we were going to take the pictures first so you can go back to work, you better call them and tell them it'll be late. But we'll do that last. But we'll move it on as quickly as we can. But we don't want to rush the word. And and we want the, and I know the those of you who will be involved in getting in the water, you say, well, you won't look your best when you get out of the water. You'll look fine. You'll look fine. I don't care if you're wet when you get in the picture, because it'll show that God's still baptizing. But we'll wait on you to dry off anyway. So, but it'll be good. Jeremiah, you'll have to do a Superman change today, because he's hating on me already. I can see it from over there. But he'll have to switch and get ready for baptism, unless he goes in that suit. That's an awful nice looking suit. I don't think so. But it's good to have you all here today. And Brother Tony is actually utilizing my pastor's study, which nobody ever uses but the musicians. But we're going to sing We Need to Hear from You. And as we do, Jeremiah can open that door and tell Tony to come out, you know, get him out of there so that we can have him come and speak to our hearts. It's good to sing. It's good to testify. But the most important thing is the Word of God. And that's what we're about to receive. I told Tony, slow down now when you speak, because he has an accent that if he doesn't slow down, he'll speak too fast. And we don't want to miss what he has to say. And we're going to actually have service again this evening. So do plan on coming back. And those who are tuning in online, they always get on me because we don't have our Sunday nights online. Well, tonight we will have it online. So if you want to tune in, we'll start service tonight at 7 o'clock, and it'll be a regular service so that we can get as much out of Brother Tony as we can this weekend. So we need to hear from God. We need to hear from you, Lord. And we pray that God will bless us as we enter into the Word. We need to hear from you. We need a word from you. And if we don't hear from you, what will we do? What would we do? Wanting you more each day, wanting you more. Show us your perfect way. Show us your perfect. There's no other way. For there is no other way that we can live. Oh, yes, we need to hear from you. We need a word. Wanting you more each day. Show us your perfect way. There is no
water.
Yes.
yes. Without ice?
That doesn't have ice in it. I'll take this.
Praise the Lord. We want to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. For there's no other way. He is our only hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, sir. I want to thank the Lord. Yeah, God bless you. I'll have your seat while I calm down my nerves a little bit. God bless you all. I'm happy to be back here in Fairborn, Ohio. I want to thank the Lord for the man of God that brought me here, Pastor Nate. And a great man of God, a gallant soldier of the cross. May God bless you all. I would always like to come to Fairborn, Ohio. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I just came back from Nigeria now, from Africa. So my accent might be pretty heavy a little bit. So please listen very close to my accent. God understands all accents. So you bear with me this morning. Hallelujah. May God bless you this morning and always. I greet all of us in the name of Lord Jesus Christ this morning. And it's a great honor for me to be back in Fairborn, Ohio again. And I told Brother Isaiah in the room, I said, Brother, I've been preaching for about 40 years now and never got gonna used to preach. Always nervous and afraid. And Brother Brown said he was a nervous man. The angel said, I made you like that. That can respond to the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So I hope you help us this morning also. So I want to thank our pastor again, Pastor Nate and Sister Clarice, for picking me up from the airport on Friday. I've been in Florida. I spoke in Pompano Beach Church, which I helped to start in Florida. And I couldn't find a flight straight to Dayton, Ohio, so I had to book a flight to Detroit, Michigan first. And then from there, I book another one to come this way. Thank God I made it at last. Like I had the pastor saying, we're going to have a church picture. I said, I want to be there. Praise the Lord. I want to look good too in the picture. So here we are. We thank the Lord this morning that we're here. And for those who might not know us, this African cowboy, my name is Tony Ojuro Besta from Nigeria. Nigeria, West Africa. I ain't no stranger here. I'm home from my family. Right, yeah. I've been here a couple several times, and I thank God for Pastor Nate's life, his ministry. Yes. God kind of brought us together to work for his eternal purpose. Yes. And I thank God for that. And I thank God for all the men of God in the church, Pastor Brother Jeremiah Allen, Brother Jay, and the rest of the ministers here. May God bless them. I want to thank you all for holding up the ministry of Christ. Yes. As you've been doing here. Amen. I kind of love the spirit of this church as a family. Yes. I love your humility and your openness. Yes. Your honesty and sincerity. Uh-huh. The angel of the Lord told Abraham, if he can be sincere and get people to believe you, nothing shall stand before your prayer. Yes. Not even cancer. Yes. So God loved sincerity and honesty. I'm happy to see Sister Dawn. God bless Sister Dawn. God to see. I've been praying that she'd be in church. God bless you. Hallelujah. Ain't God good this morning? Yeah. It's a prayer answering God. Hallelujah. Yeah. But I'm here, Brother Tony Ojuro Besta of Nigeria. I still believe this same glorious message. Hallelujah. I have not changed from it, Brother Jeremiah. I believe all of this word, the Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. Now, if I talk too fast for you, just say, Brother Tony, please slow down. Slow down. Brother Ted, please help me out. I don't know any better. God bless you all. Amen. I have not changed a bit from believe what I believe.
Amen.
And I agree with Pastor Nate 100% in the word. It's time for the revival of the hour, the top ministry, not the evangelical part of the ministry, the opening of the word. It's time for that. I have time for that to today. Amen, somebody. I still believe in the omnipotence of God. I believe that God can do all things. Don't you all?
Amen.
He can do all things, Brother John. Hallelujah. I still believe in his grace, his sovereignty, and his undying love. But I promise he loved us with an undying love. Unconditional love. That is grace, Pastor Nate. Hallelujah. So he's still the omnipotent God this morning. The Almighty, the All-Powerful. Hallelujah. My Bible said in Psalm 33, verse 6, that by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Hallelujah. So our God is omnipotent. Is that how you call it? Omnipotent. I'm sorry. We know what I'm talking about. And the omnipotent has full authority and power. Hallelujah. He's unlimited in power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was the omnipotent word of God that formed everything that we see today around us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The omnipotent of God brought us life and victory and joy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I like what Arthur Prink said in one of his writings. Said, well, may the saints trust such a God. He is worthy of implicit confidence, undiluted confidence.
Yes.
Nothing is too hard for him. If God were stinted in might, if he's limited in power, stinted means to be inadequate. If God were stinted in might and had a limit to his strength, we might as well despair and fear.
Right.
But seeing that he is clothed with omnipotence,
right,
no prayer is too hard for him to answer,
right,
no needs too great for him to supply,
amen,
no passion too strong for him to subdue,
yeah,
no temptation too powerful for him to deliver from,
right,
no misery too deep for him to relieve.
Amen.
So, no matter what your problem is this morning, or your situations, maybe today, just bring it to the omnipotent God, and he will give you victory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that?
Amen.
God really bless you this morning. I want to appreciate the dear pastor again, Pastor Nate Moore, and the precious the Clarice, for their kindness to me. They've been extraordinarily good to me. I don't deserve it. He told me that, Brother Tony, you're a big preacher. I said, I ain't no big preacher. I'm just a spare tire. I'm carrying your briefcase behind you. He said, nah, shut up. I love Brother Nate. I want to go to a place where I can be myself.
Yeah.
I don't like pretending. I don't like pretending.
Yes.
Just be yourself. Just relax and be happy, Brother Jim. That's where I want to be. You know, go some place that you can't talk. You're like, I don't want to hurt nobody's feeling.
Right.
I don't hurt him. He pick on me, I pick on him, we laugh, and that's family.
Yeah.
I like that.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So I want to thank him and the entire church for your goodness to me.
Yeah.
I spoke recently where you will help us to fix our water system in Nigeria, our house, and our sewage system. God bless you, sir, Pastor. I appreciate the church for that. Brother Mike Twist Church has helped us quite a bit. And when they lost his father, I thought they had too much on them. I said, Brother Mike, I want to talk personally about this. So yeah, you go ahead. So I said, that's my buddy there. I have to talk to him. So I said, Brother Nate, this is what's going on. I said, yeah, we help you out. And he showed it. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to thank you all of you also for your support for this ministry. So we are the reason why we are preaching. So we're still preaching. We can't preach to the pews.
No.
Can you imagine that, Brother Wayne? Dwayne? I can't preach to that. Can't do that, brother. I have to preach to human beings.
Amen.
Elected for God. Hallelujah. So I want to thank you all of my old friends here, Brother Jeremiah and Sister Ellis. God bless them. Thank you for having me in your house last time, Brother Jeremiah, when the pastor went travel to Philippines. Your wife, Sister Ellis, so nice to me. Brother Jay and Sister Courtney. Brother Lockett, our deacon there, and Sister Michelle. I love you all. Praise the Lord. Brother John and Sister Dawn over there. Hallelujah. Brother Dwayne and Sister Johanna. Brother Ted and Sister Ramona. I love you all this morning. Sister Belinda, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Brother Isaiah, I was in the room, he didn't a few minutes ago. He's a brother. I've been here for 25 years, and I ain't going nowhere. I love that. See, I know where God want me to be. He want me right here. I like that. God bless you, Brother Isaiah. I like that. I want to tell Brother Ted also, always bring me that mint to refresh my breath after preaching. God bless Brother Ted. After every service, we went at the door, say, Brother Tony. See, you don't understand how that our God appreciates those little things like that. Remember that prophet somewhere over in India, I believe, wasn't it? Before he was preaching, he was going to preach. A little girl, a boy, came to him and bring the hole to his coat. Remember that story? The little girl that was sick, I think she was blind something. And Brother Brown said, because she was nice to me, the angel said, give her what he wanted. Right. And he was healed. So when you do those little kindness like that, our God always rewards.
Yes.
Because our God is a rewarder, Brother Ruane.
Amen.
He said, and my reward is with me to give unto every man according to his works. Right. Brother Skylar at the back there, God bless Skylar. Good to see you. I know.
Amen.
You always come by the house. You know, yesterday, Brother Pastor Nate take me out to eat some Nigerian food. Fufu, we miss you guys here, Brother Jeremiah. And Brother Jay. We ate like a bunch of gluttons yesterday. We had so much that I can't even move. Praise the Lord, we had some goat meat and everything.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Nate. Well, God bless you, church. I'm just trying to be myself, trying to calm down my nerves this morning.
Amen.
God bless Sister Clarice. So this morning, I started my little sermon, humble sermon this morning. The secret things belong to God.
Right.
And I subtitled the Brother Jeremiah, the supernatural adoption of the evening light bride.
Yes.
So you pray for me this morning that the Holy Ghost will deliver the message to you. Not me, but him.
Amen.
I just don't get out of the way for him to move.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So if you have you want to rise with me this morning, let's stand up together. I don't understand. We have a lot of things to do this morning. We have three people to baptize, and we have the church photo to be taken. So I don't want to take it on this morning. And you help me preach.
Right.
You pull on the gift of God. You say amen to the word.
Amen,
amen means so be it. Go get it, Brother Tony.
Yeah.
So we can close on time. Otherwise, we're going to be here for a while now. I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. I'm sorry. I can stay here for 3 hours. No. I'm kidding. No. We don't do that. See, it always makes a difference when Jesus passes by.
That's right.
When he's around, it's not a man again, it's him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, as Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29 this morning, Deuteronomy 29, verse 29. Brother J.J., and sister back there, if you can understand my accent, please. If you don't understand, just say, Brother, one more time. So, you can put me, give them the right thing on the screen. God bless you. I miss Brother Praveen. He had his Indian accent. I got my own African accent. So you kind of make a team. He can understand me a little bit. But Jeremiah is going to be okay about that. God bless him. He's my friend. He's going to be all right. Thank you, Sir Clark. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. First Corinthians, Deuteronomy 29, verse 9. It says, let's pray our prayer for them. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, humbly we come before you this morning as helpless children of yours. We know we have a kind Father who cares for us. And we have come to your presence today to be blessed, to hear from our theophanies. Lord, may you help us do this morning, Lord. Father, I'm not even worthy to stand behind this pulpit this morning, but thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all glory and honor and power. Father, may you come this morning and speak to us yourself. Calm down my nerves and give me clarity of speech to your children. And grant me also clarity of understanding of my accent this morning. May we all hear from heaven this morning, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. As Deuteronomy 29, verse 29 says, the secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Also, let us read from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 to 12. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6 to 12. Say, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak with the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained, watch, before the world unto our glory. Which none, everybody say none. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the hearts of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he said, but God, I like that word. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Amen,
amen somebody. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yeah, the deep things of God. Not baby food now. Deep things of God. Hallelujah. So much that we can boldly say today that our journey from here to glory is no longer a secret. Today we can talk about future home,
yes.
New Jerusalem. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's not a secret to the bride. We know they are open. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They may reveal to us. Hallelujah. We know who we are today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For the prophetic promise of this hour, that's this last day message is Revelation 10. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when it begins to sound, the mystery of God should be what? Finished. As he had declared to his servant the prophet. So Apostle Paul reaffirmed by saying, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered the hearts of men the things which God had prepared for them that love him. I was in the organization for many years. I never heard anybody preach like unraptured like Brother Bram did. Do you know about the body change? We know the stages of the rapture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we're already in the rapture already.
Amen.
It's already in the process. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The shadows already have somebody.
Amen.
Now we're waiting for the hallelujah for you. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
So we know who we are.
Amen.
I know that like that song. The original life. The original life. The original sea. The original world is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. This seventh seal is unveiled, the original lie, the original seal. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
So we know who we are and what we are raised up for.
Amen.
So, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
Yeah.
For the Spirit searcheth all things, the deep things of God.
Yeah.
For what man knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
So now, he said, watch the brother doing. He said, now we have received not the spirit of this world,
amen,
but the spirit which is of God,
amen,
that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God,
yes,
without money, without price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless me. You have your seat. You have your seat. God bless you. I love you, church. Shortly before I left Nigeria, Pastor Nate, I was preaching on the subject of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of men. Very interesting subject. When you are home as a pastor, you're free at liberty to preach and take many hours to preach. I won't do that here. No. He can do that when I'm gone. Hallelujah. So, and still, I realize there's still a lot to cover on that subject, on the kingdom of God and the kingdom of man. Brother Abraham said, we are living the days of men today. This is not the day of God. This is the day of men's achievement. This is the day of science. Hallelujah. But the Bible said the day of God is coming like a thief in the night.
That's right.
It's coming, but somebody, I believe it. You believe this morning?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you know, go from that kind of subject, it leads to another thing. Most of you, especially when you are studying from Revelation, is nonstop. Hallelujah. One thing will lead to the other, and one thing will lead to the other. So, and there are so many secrets inside of the book of Revelation. People of God, a lot of secrets here. And what is a mystery? Let's let Brother Bram answer that. And that message, this is the sign of the end, sirs. December 30th, 1962, Brother Bram, and paragraph 244, Brother Bram said, a mystery is scripture, is a previously hidden truth, now divinely revealed. Not theologically revealed, divinely, that is from heaven, revealed. Hallelujah, somebody. But with a supernatural element in it. Despite revelation, that's what the mystery meant. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then he began to mention about the mystery revealed to the bride in this last days in that message. If our brother have them there, Brother Jay, I'm reading a quote from the sir, this is not of the end. Chair. If you have that quote, Brother Jay, you can put the back for them. But the Branham said that paragraph 246 said, now the second mystery is the mystery of Israel's blindness during this age. Romans 11:25, with the contest. Third mystery is the translation of the living saints at the end of this age. Amen. The rapture of the saints. 1 Corinthians 15 and also Thessalonians 4:14-17. The fourth mystery of the New Testament church is one body composed of Jews and Gentiles. See, my brother Branham, when God was only doing with Gentiles, Jews, regime, it was not dealing with Gentiles then. Right. Even when they sent the disciples out, he said, don't go to the way of the Gentiles. You remember? Right. So they went to the Samaritans and preached. Yeah. So the apostle said, Christ displayed the Messiah sign to the Jews and Samaritans, but not with true Gentiles until these last days. Right. Hallelujah. So, but there's a mystery that God, the body of Christ in the last days, is going to compose of both Jews and Gentiles. So God's going to allow some Jews to come into the body of Christ to make it in with us. Right. In a dimension like Louis Petrus, not Jews like that. That was not the prophet of God that lived the message of God. Ephesians 3, verse 1 to 11, Romans 16, verse 25, and also Ephesians 6, 19. Can find the quote. Brother Jay, is it back there? Can you please give the quote? Yeah, please. I hope you're not sleeping there. Come on now. God, I love Brother Jay. I want them to read with me. That way they know what I'm talking about. There you go. Is that it? No, that's not it. No, that's the last one. No, brother. Go to my note that I sent to you, brother. Come on now. Don't let me start missing Praveen right here. Well, I'll take my time, people of God. You're gonna get it. You figure it out. Yeah, right. So the fifth mystery is of the... Thank you, Deacon. He said the fifth mystery is of the church as the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. It's a mystery. Revealed, and we don't know that before, that the church, not the organization, the denomination, but the church, is the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Yes. Ephesians 5:28. That's what I'm talking about this morning. The sixth ministry is of the living Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Galatians 5:2-20 and Hebrews 13:8, yes. And many places like that. The seventh mystery is of God, even Christ, as the incarnate fullness of the Godhead embodied. Yes. Now we know Christ is God in the flesh. Hallelujah. Yes. Colossians 2 verse 9 says, in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Yes. That means all that we called up was in Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible said God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Yes. He is not second person of the Trinity. He is God himself. Amen. He's a God-man. Hallelujah. He's God-man. Amen. He's a mystery. Yes. But now we know who he is. Yes. Ain't no Trinity. No. The seventh mystery is of God. Okay. And godliness is restored to man. Ninth mystery is the mystery of iniquity found in 2 Thessalonians and so forth. Yes. The tenth mystery is of the seven stars of Revelation 1:20. We've just been through that. The seven stars of the seven churches, the seven messengers, and so forth. And the 11th mystery is mystery Babylon, the prostitute, Revelation 17:5-7. That's some of the mysteries that this angel, Brother Branham said, which angel? The angel of Revelation 10:7 is supposed to wind up all the mysteries of God. And the other, and may I say this with reverence, and not referring to myself, but referring to the angel of God, the serpent seed that's been a hidden mystery all through the years, the grace straightened out, not disgrace, but real true grace. Yes. The organization didn't know. They talk about grace. They don't know what grace is. We know what grace is. Right. I mean, how can you see? I mean, when Brother Brown was preaching about marriage and divorce, right in the audience, he had some brother people that married 5 or 6 times, back and forth. And after all that preaching and telling, he told them the truth about marriage and divorce, one man, one wife. And at the end of that, with all that messed up, he said, "I pardon you. Go and do it no more."
Right.
Talk about grace.
Grace.
That's what we have to do, people.
Yes.
Paul said, "By grace are you saved." And that, not your own, is a gift of God.
Right.
I was telling Brother Isaiah in the office a few minutes ago, I said, just think, if not for the grace of God, where would we have been today? Brother John? Hallelujah. The grace of God that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. So the grace straightened out, not disgrace, but real true grace. No such a thing as an eternal burning hell. That's what they told us. In the organization, they said you're going to burn forever. No, for eternity. No. We know better than that. Our brother said, there's no such thing as an eternal burning hell. You're born for millions of years, but anything that was eternal had never a beginning or an end. And he said, hell was created. All these mysteries, Brother Jeremiah, the mystery of the baptism of the Holy Ghost without sensation. That back the organization, you have to chat them, speak in tongues before you can.
Right.
You don't have to do that today.
Right.
You see a quiet sister there, brother. You think they have got the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
They don't shout, man, or shout or jump. They don't stand still all the time, but they got the Holy Ghost. It's a mystery revealed today. Back then, the organization, they said, you don't have the Holy Ghost. But they do.
Yes.
It's a mystery revealed today.
Amen.
The mystery of the baptism of the Holy Ghost with that sensation, brother. Hallelujah. But the person of Christ performing in you the same works that he did, Brother Lockett.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And the mystery of water baptism, where the extreme Trinitarians have brought it into title of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'm going to have to have baptism this morning. How blessed those were. When I was back in the organization, we had to go through a catechism class or Bible class before you can be qualified to baptize. No. The Bible didn't say so. The word the Bible says, repent
yes.
and be baptized,
yes.
every one of you,
Amen.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ. For what? For the remission of your sins.
Yes.
And not then end that, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I like that scripture because God knew that in these last days, people will not obey that instruction. So you cannot hide the promise of the Holy Ghost behind it. If you do it right, I'll give you the Holy Ghost. That's the condition. Baptized in Christ's name, I'll give you the Holy Ghost after that. Praise the Lord. May God bless these people.
Amen.
And the mystery of God had been fulfilled in the baptism of the name of Jesus. No. Paul said, don't you know, as many of us are baptized in the Christ, we are putting on Christ.
That's right.
When you are baptized in his name, you are putting on Christ.
Yeah.
That's it. And the mystery of the Godhead being fulfilled in the baptism of the name of Jesus Christ, according to the book of Revelation, that the church in this time was to receive. Said, there is some of the mysteries. And said, the pillar of fire returning back, amen. That's what to take place, and we see it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, how we could go on and on, naming the mysteries. Did you have it yet?
No.
God bless you, brother. He's going to be okay. Is this the sign of the answer? The supernatural adoption this morning. There in the sermon that we just quoted from, is this the sign of the answers? The prophet said one of the mysteries that revealed in these last days was the mystery number 5. But that's what we see in paragraph 249, which is the mystery of the church as the bride of Christ. He said, and the fifth mystery of the church as the bride of Christ, Ephesians 5:28-32. It is the mystery of the elected bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Predestinated before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
Now we found that the Bible says there are other women. Hallelujah. In the Bible, our Lord said there are other women. They are virgins too.
Right. Yeah.
But only one of them was qualified. Hallelujah. Elected.
Amen.
The 10 virgins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
So we turn to Matthew 25:1-13. Matthew 25:1-13. You can thank you. Matthew 25:1-13 said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise. That's your night this morning. And five were foolish. Brother Jeremiah. And they that were foolish took their lamps. Hallelujah. Their Bible. While the bridegroom tarried. Oh, okay. But verse 3. They that were foolish took the lamps and took no oil with them. 4. But the wise took oil in their vessel with a lamp. Hallelujah. This is your word is lamp of my feet. But this word is letter if you don't have the spirit to quicken it. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has to quicken the word to you. The lamp and the oil. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, church. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made. And that cry is still going on today, people of God. That cry is the message of the hour. Hallelujah. And I said, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. That's what the Abraham's ministry. That's the apostles' ministry. Midnight cry to go out that and say, it's not just coming, it's almost here. Hallelujah. So behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Do you see how understand me this morning? Tell me, let me see your hands with your hands. Thank you. I feel better now. Yes, I will. I kind of get excited. I'll be going like a rocket. I'm sorry. Just forgive me. We're going to be fine. The Lord is in the house. Don't worry. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. But the bridegroom said, this is lamp to me time now. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Yeah, they have no message anymore. You know, back in those organizations, Brother Jim, you don't know how much they try to steal from our message, sermon books. In fact, back in Nigeria, a Pentecostal preacher, tell me, we should sell him our seven churches book. They don't have no lamp, no oil, no Holy Ghost. But they speak in tongues and shout and emotion and everything, but no message. But we do. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got both the lamb and the oil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The cooking power. And the foolish advice said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Yes, it's gone out. We go to their churches, all they have music, shouting and jumping, no message. They'll stay there and collect offering for 2 hours. Yeah, brothers, there, no message. Their light is gone out, people of God. Yes, sir. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy yourself. And while they went out to buy, they're still looking around to buy. I work on a seminary school, built up, looking for oil. They're not going to get it. You have to, yes, sir, bro, Isaiah. They have to come to the real source. Come to Malachi 4. That's where the source is. But I'm going to, maybe tonight I'll come to that. But the brother said, the end time message applied the token. Not the theology. You can get the Holy Ghost over there. The only group that has the Holy Ghost today, this day, is this. You and I, the Holy Ghost, the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. They had nothing there. They are dead like 1 o'clock. So dead. I'm sorry. So, Sister Claire, I'm sorry. Brother, there no life, Brother Lockett. No life there. So that's what I don't understand. So how can you be in a church like this that has the fullness of the word and still run away from church? I don't get it. Brother Brown said, you cannot be a better Christian assuming that you're going to be in the church. What are you doing at home? Playing tapes? That's ridiculous. That's a shame, but Pastor Nate. I mean, can you imagine on Sunday morning, a man dressed in a three-piece suit, Brother Lockett, and goes to sit down in his living room, maybe in the couch or something, and put in the tape, Brother Jeremiah, and say, good morning, Brother Neva. What? Brother Neva is gone a long time ago. He ain't here. Come back to the live ministry. Come back to the five ministry. Hallelujah, somebody. Come back to where the life is moving. The life of God. Hallelujah, somebody. And if you have God in you, you can't wait to come to church. I don't care who hurts your feelings. I don't care how broke you are. I don't care, Brother Scala. Come on now. I don't care how much money you owe. I don't care if you cannot pay your bills. It's still a joy to come to church.
Amen.
David said, I was glad when they said unto me,
yes,
let us go to the house of the Lord. Last day down, I've been praying. When I heard that she was a little sick, I said, Lord, help her. Let her come to church. I've not seen her in a long time. Brother John, God bless you. Who is Brother John? God bless you, Brother John. I said, down for having me in your house last time. We had a good time. God bless you all. I love this. I love you all, this church. God has blessed Pastor Nick with good people. Solid believers. Brother Jeremiah, Brother Jay, families, Brother John. All of you guys, Brother Dwayne. You have blessed people of God. You're solid people. Your God is bad. And that's why God has blessed you so much. You're so blessed. You know, you blessed. And you know what? You ain't seen nothing yet. For the best is yet to come.
Oh, yes.
You hear me? Hear me? Brother Jim, the more you put in, the more you get.
Yes.
God said, and we shall be rewarded if we faint not.
Amen.
Brother Lockie, don't faint.
Amen.
Keep serving God. Keep doing what you're doing for God.
Amen,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, sir. God's going to bless you more and more. I always tell our brothers in Nigeria, I say, look, brothers, what you're doing for God is not for me. You're doing for to him. And he will reward you if you don't stop doing it. It's not a matter of time. It might take some time, but he's going to bless you.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's going to come through in one of these days. He's going to bless you. Yeah. Don't do it for a while and say, I'm tired. No, no, don't be tired.
No.
Just keep doing it. Keep, what I have here, you are just church janitor. Keep doing what you're doing. If you play music, keep playing music. If you're a song leader, keep doing what you're doing. If you're in the sound room, keep doing what you're doing. You're not doing for Pastor Nate. You're doing for Christ.
Yeah.
And for your heaven to go. And our God, he will never owe you nothing. No, he doesn't. That's not how it works. Our God is the rewarder.
Yes.
He said, my reward is with me to give unto every man according to his works. He also will bless you. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
So keep doing what you're doing, Brother Jeremiah. Don't give up. Don't stop. Even if Pastor or his wife or nobody else hurts your feelings, keep going. Yeah, keep doing what? Yeah. I like what the brother said one time on our assembly. He said, Brother Tony, even if you preach me, if you tell me to leave this church, I ain't leaving. I ain't leaving. So he said, brother, can I leave the church? I'm going nowhere. Because you know what? This is not my home. This is not Pastor Nate's home. This is God's house.
Amen.
Keep coming. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
keep working. All of this is going to pay off. Remember, Brother Brown said, God give the best to his children. You're going to give the best. Hallelujah. After all, they came and the other virgin saying, verse 11, Lord, open to us. But they answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. That's why you want to stay faithful all the time. Hallelujah, somebody. But this end time bride, spoken word bride, is an adopted bride. But the bride said, I am an adopted son of God. Say Christ is the son of God. But I am an adopted son of God. And you and I were adopted too as the bride of Christ. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Wow, by election of God.
Yes.
And I believe this morning that I'm speaking to that elected bride this morning in Fairborn, Ohio.
Yeah.
I believe that with all my
Amen.
Heart. I believe this is the one that's going to reign with Christ and me. Praise the Lord. Are you with somebody? So listen, people of God, the Bible says we are a chosen people right before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
According to Ephesians 1, verse 1 to 10. That's why the brother used the word elect, or the elect lady. Hallelujah, somebody. No wonder the Holy Ghost, at the end of that message, Invisible Union, Brother Bram, the Holy Ghost spoke to Brother Bram lips and he said, but the elected, God is calling to the elected, and they know it. And you're here, when you go to God calling, you know he's calling, you say, that's me. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of you. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of. But the Brown said, anytime the gospel is being preached, it's your name being called. That's the part that gives church in church. Say amen to the word.
Yeah.
You say hallelujah, and they know it, Brother Dwayne. They know they're being called. Calling the virtuous bride, the word. She said she's the word. Hallelujah. The last day church. The letter lady of the Lord Jesus Christ, word, he said. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes.
So for the brother said, God is calling the bride at this time. How? By the revealed word of the hour. Supernatural adoption of divine light bride. What an election today. Hallelujah. What a predestination. We are elected. Not by power, not by might, not by what we have done, not by how holy we are, not by how righteous we are. As a matter of fact, none of us holy. My Bible says our holiness is that our righteousness is worth filthy rags. We ain't no good people. But he is good. We ain't no good. We ain't nobody. Hallelujah. That's what Paul said. By grace are you saved, and that not of your own. Is the gift of God. So as I'm bringing this message to a close, this morning, I'm going to close. I told you, I'm going to close for you shortly. As I'm bringing this, I'm going to keep my promise. Brother Jeremiah, I'm going to keep my promise. Hello, Brother Jeremiah. God bless you. God bless you. So, as we bring this close, I believe this adoption preacher here is running to you and I this morning, this church today. We are not here by accident. We're here by chance, Brother Lockett. We're elected. We are chosen. Hallelujah, somebody. Children of God, God chose us not today, before the world began. Before the evil angels were created. He knew you, Brother John. Hallelujah, somebody. I want to notice the vocabulary that Apostle Paul used in election and predestination in Ephesians chapter 1. Turn your Bible to Ephesians 1, verse 1 to 10. I can bring Jeremiah should be able to get that. Ephesians 1, 1 to 10. We're going to close in a few minutes. Are you still with me this morning? Brother Dwayne, are you there with me this morning? He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. I like what Abraham explained that scripture. He said, now, we are here on earth, but our spirit is in heavenly places. Our bodies are here, but our soul is, we are still in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's where all things are possible. Yes. Hallelujah. Who have blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ? Verse 4. According as he has chosen us, last revival. Is that what it said? We're not chosen from right. That's right. He said, according as he has chosen us in him, when? Before the foundation of the world. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. That we should be holy and without what? Blame before him in love. Amen. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, by who? By Jesus Christ, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace, when he had made us accepted in the beloved. Who's the beloved? Jesus Christ, our Lord. Verse 7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. 8. Wherein he had abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. 9. Having made unto us, listen, the mystery of his will. That's the secret of God that we're speaking about this morning. You know, men don't talk about the mystery of his will. It is a secret that Satan knew nothing about. 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had proposed in himself. You hear me say earlier? I said, God, brother, and I am passionate together to serve his eternal purpose. That's why we're together. That's why all these years, working together in ministry. That's why we agree. Hallelujah. We learn, we draw strength from one another. That's what it's all about, people of God. But I probably said, anything that does not serve God's purpose will not be in that kingdom. Verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Hallelujah, somebody. Notice, all those, also in Galatians chapter 4, Galatians 4, if you don't mind, the scripture how to corrupt one another on this election and predestination plan of God. Galatians 4, verse 1 to 6. Are you still with me, saints of God? I love you, church. So now I say that the heir, as he, as as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Hallelujah, somebody. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even, God bless my sister. Thank you, man. God bless. Thank you, man. Even so, when we are, God bless. Please give a hand, somebody. See, when the Holy Ghost is moving somebody, that's how you see it is. God is dealing with her. I don't know, maybe that's his first time, or I don't know. But I met her for the first time there. He didn't even know me before. I know her husband, I mean, for all these years. But she wants to take care of the man of God. And guess what? God's going to take care of her too. Amen. And her family. It's a promise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What do I do unto him? Do it unto Christ. He said, whosoever shall give a cup of water for my name's sake shall never lose their reward. God bless her. God bless her. I like that. Say verse 2. But on that, let's start from verse 1 again. So now I say the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Verse 2. But is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. No, if you go out there and you stand on the street, and under denominational Christians stand on the street, there's no difference. We're both Christians. But one is the Lord of all. The bride of Christ. This was just a church goer. Hallelujah, somebody. I always say, brother in Nigeria, I say, don't you ever compare yourself with the organizational members. We're not the same. They are Christian in the church. We are the bride. That's different. We're different. That's an insult. To compare with the members of Church of God or Assembly of God, that's a lie. We ain't the same. We are Lord. We have a lordship. Hallelujah. We have a domain. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I promise that our dominion is overseen. Hallelujah. But it's under tutor. And who's our tutor? The Holy Ghost has tutor. You know, in the Old Testament, when a child is born and the father, before they had the adoption ceremony, you get him a tutor, the best teacher, to train that child about the daddy's lifestyle with the locket. You teach the child how the father speaks, how he does handle business. Hallelujah. And that child understands and learns properly the father's lifestyle. They can all actually represent the father in any business field. And today, God gives us the Holy Ghost to be our tutor in the church, 3 to 5 minutes to the pastor, teacher, evangelist. And God trains us what we should do, like how to talk, how to dress our sister, how to keep their long hairs long, don't cut your hair, they don't wear pants. Hallelujah. That was that. That's tutorial, tutorship. Our brothers, husbands love their wives. Wives respect their husbands. No backbiting, no fighting in the church. No ganging up against the pastor. That's tutorship. We are being taught, Brother John, in holy decency. Hallelujah. Not to work Christian by words alone, by acts, by life. I'm closing, but don't worry. I'm almost done here. But it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. And our prayer said, you know that if any child don't listen to the Holy Ghost, the tutor, the Holy Ghost don't report to the Father. Father, your son is not, your daughter is not, thank you, man. Your son is not doing right. He's not obeying the teaching. You have to obey the teaching now. When your pastor is preaching, that's the Holy Ghost in the man. Not the man. You better listen now. We sing a song in Nigeria. God has something to say. God has something to say. Listen, listen. Attention, attention. For God has something to say. God always has something to say. When we are willing to hear, God is always willing to speak.
Amen.
You understand, people of God? Because you people pulled on the gift, not us. You pulled the gift. Hallelujah. And the man of God came in to bring the word. You should be ready to pull on the gift. Say, come on, Pastor Brother Nate. Come on. Come on, God. Go get it. Come on. Come on, second boy. And then you're going to hear from heaven right now. Hallelujah, somebody. God's going to speak to you then. Don't say that I'm like you're a robot. Like looking at the preacher like you're watching television. Don't do that. Be active. I love to go to the active church where people are life God, lively church. Where people are rejoicing. Amen. Come on now, preach. I love that.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
I don't like no dead church. Yeah, yes, as I clarify, forget it. That's not the bride of Christ. Amen. When the pastor is coming down to you, you're ready warming up for the word. I'm ready. Come on now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And before you say anything, the Holy Ghost is coming down upon the man of God to meet your need.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody. Don't sit down all moody. Like somebody just died. Don't do that. Be happy.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Paul said, rejoice.
Amen.
Be happy in the Lord.
Amen.
Brother Brown said, everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
If you are a Christian, I'm coming. I'm closing. Don't worry. Praise God. Yeah. He said, and because, verse 6 says, Brother Jeremiah, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Because we are God's children, that's why we can be quickened. Brother Brown said, there's in the non-leg, there's nothing to quicken. Nothing. Not there to respond.
Amen.
See, as I'm bringing this closer, God is the master planner, Lord God. I said, your coming here is not by accident. Young people, you're not here by asking my dad, my mother's church, no, my friend's church. No. It's the church of Christ.
That's right.
He brought you here for purpose.
Yes.
You're here by accident.
Amen, brother.
God don't run his business like that.
Right.
He knew all things.
Amen.
He knew your thoughts. Before you ever left your home this morning, he knew you were coming.
Come on.
He knew all your needs.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he'll supply all those things today. Hallelujah. You submit all those needs if you have to believe. So you're not by accident. You're not in Fairborn Community Tabernacle by choice, by chance. No. God is going to be here. He knew Barnett will be your pastor. Because that you cannot do contrary, because the Bible said, I will give you a pastor according to my heart. God chose your own pastor according to his heart. So you're not even here by accident. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 4, verse 19 to 20, the woman at the well was telling Jesus Christ, was giving them an excuse to say, they say here in Samaria that we're supposed to worship in the mountain of Samaria here. And you say we should worship in the mountain of Jerusalem. And Jesus Christ said, no. Believe, hear me, woman. There's no time for you to worship in Samaria mountain or Jerusalem mountain. He said, the time has come for that true worshipers, Brother Jim, shall worship God in truth and in spirit.
Amen.
The lamp and the oil.
Amen,
amen, somebody.
Amen.
Let's turn to John chapter 4, verse 19. John 4, 19. I'm close. Trust me. Thank you, Brother Isaiah. And the woman said unto Jesus, Sir, I perceive that thou art the prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. But Jesus said unto her, Amen. Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship not what? But we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. Brother Jim, this is a powerful word. The Lord is saying salvation is of the Jews. We are Gentiles, hallelujah.
Yeah.
And we know we have three races of the people in the world. We have the Jews, the call of God through Father Abraham. We have the Gentiles, we heathens have other worshippers, Africa, America, all of us are heathens. And we have the Samaritans. And the Samaritans are partly Jews and partly Gentiles, right? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Because Israel was forbidden to marry from outside, hallelujah. Samaritans are the Jews that are married from Gentile nations. Hallelujah. Are you with somebody?
Yeah.
So when Christ came the first time, he displayed the Messiah sign to the Jews and the Samaritans. But told his disciples, don't go to the way of the Gentiles. Because our time is not yet. God has a better plan for us. He knows he's going to send a mighty prophet in the end time. Are you with somebody?
Amen.
So he's trying to tell them. Let's go. I'm going to close. So he said, salvation is of the Jews. Because what God promised Abraham in Genesis 12 chapter was that he will bless him and he sees after him. I will bless you and he sees after you.
Yeah.
And the people think that seed is natural seed, the juice. But it's not. Paul's going to show us that. It's not the juice. It's the elect of God or worldwide.
Amen.
Both Jews and Gentiles and Samaritans. Hallelujah, somebody. So if the salvation is of the Jews, how are we going to make it as Gentiles? There's no hope for us then. Hallelujah. So the only way that God can bring us Gentiles into that salvation is by adoption. You understand me now, Scala? So because we're not Jews, the salvation of the Jews. But in fact, Paul said the Jews naturally is not the real Jew. We are the spiritual Jew, the real Jew, that worship God by faith in Christ Jesus. Because they turned him down. The Bible said he came to his own religion and his own received him not. But as many as received him, them gave him power to be sons of God. That gave you and I an opportunity to be in the body of Christ, to make it in. Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And God foreknew you, people of God. God knew you were coming. God knew before you were ever born. That's why I say you're not here by accident. I'm talking about adoption this morning. Because you and I be adopted to the body of Christ. By grace of God, Brother Lockie. Hallelujah, somebody. God foreknew you before you were even born. That's what the Bible said, Brother Dwayne. He knew you are, what you look like. But the brand said, you even have your picture in the family album in heaven. You know that, right? And God, you have your brother John. God have a picture in his family album. God is a family man. He loves family. Before, he didn't have no family. In the beginning, it was called Elohim. El Elah, Elohim. Which means self-existent one. No angels, no man, no body. He just lived by himself. But in him, he has attributes. One is the father. He wants to have family. And so he foreknew you and he ordained you to be in the family. I like that God have a picture in his family album when you are at your best. You hear me? Not when you are rising and falling. No. When you are at your best, when you are on fire for God, that's when you put your picture there. So the devil has no claim on you.
Amen.
You know, the devil goes to the Lord and accuse us day and night. And Brother said, the devil goes to the Lord and accuse us. Oh, they did this. They did that. Oh, he just lied. He just skipped church. He just told. But the man said, I don't care how much he accused us. He said, the blood still covers.
Amen.
The blood still covers. He said, that's why Christ remained on that throne to continue to atone for our sins. Because of the accuser of the brethren. God don't care about your mistake. He loves you.
Amen.
If you fall, you rise again.
Amen.
That's called election. Abraham told lie. He did. Didn't he? He said, that's not my wife. So, right? He lied to that king.
Amen.
God should have destroyed him. But Paul said, when the Holy Ghost wrote commentary about Barbara in the New Testament, nothing was mentioned about his mistakes.
Right.
Abraham lied, but he didn't say anything about that. I pray that you and I, when the commentary is written in the future, that nothing we have to say about our mistakes in life. They only write about what we do to try to serve the Lord.
That's it.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. So God foreknew you that you're coming to this world. So you wrote your name in a special section of the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
Now the Lamb's Book of Life and the Book of Life is the same book. Just a different section.
Right.
But Lockett, there's a section that of the Book of Life, they call Book of Life.
Right.
But Abraham said that's the record of all living. You understand me? Say all living.
All
every son that every child that born to this world, as soon as hit the earth, your record goes there.
Yeah.
And all I do in the world. In the earth goes there. There's a recording angel. You know that the recording angel records what all your actions, your life and things are there. But there's a special section there. Only the name of the bride members goes there.
Right.
And but Brian said that one's written with the blood of the Lamb for the world, for the foundation of the world.
Amen.
That's why you can be here this morning.
Amen.
Because God put your name in that special section
in
the book of life. And you know what? Nothing. Not even your mistake can take that out of there. You can fall. If you fall, you rise again.
Right.
My Bible, it's okay to fall now.
Come on.
Bible says you're going to fall. Yeah, that's what they say. Yes, sir. Micah 7 said, the righteous fall how many times? 7 times. And righteous how many times? 10 times.
Right.
It's not a problem to fall. The problem is to refuse to rise up.
Right.
Rise up and try again.
Yeah.
I like that song. Lord, if I fall and I please help me. Let me rest and try again. Amen, amen somebody.
Amen.
If you make a mistake, don't stay there. Come back to church.
Amen.
Without bring that dead to church, we're going to help you out. We're going to pray for you until you have victory.
Yes.
Come back. We love you, and Jesus loves you.
Amen.
Don't stay there. Come on. There's nothing out there in the world. Nothing there.
Right.
This world is, this age is finished.
Yes.
Come back to church. We're going to pray with you until you have victory. And if you are sick, guess what, brother? When they drink, my God will heal you. Because he's still a healer.
Yes.
Hear me, somebody? Is it done?
Amen.
I say, he's still a healer. Is it done?
Amen.
Isn't he?
Amen.
He's still a healer.
Amen.
Bro John, is he a healer?
Amen.
God bless you. He's still a healer this morning, my friend. Is he a healer? He's your healer.
Amen.
And then, Pastor, thank you. He's still a healer this morning, Bro Jeremiah.
Amen.
He's still a healer, and he loves you too.
Amen.
He's still a healer. He loves you. I ain't playing. He loves you.
Amen.
I say he loves you, somebody. He loves you.
Amen.
With undying love, Brother Ted.
Amen,
amen somebody. Amen. I don't care if you fall 10 times, you rise again.
Amen.
I thank God. I told somebody, I said, I thank God when he saved me. I ain't the one holding his hand. He's the one holding my hand.
Amen.
Brother Lucky, if I'm the one holding his hand, I've dropped that hand so many times. But I ain't the one holding his hand. He's the one holding me.
Yeah.
If I fall, he pull up again. Oh, that's grace.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, somebody. So he knows you. You know you're coming. Before you're ever born, he knows you. In Psalm 139, verse 13. Even in your mother's womb, he knows, he saw you. Psalm 139, verse 13, verse 17. Psalm 139. Psalm 139, Brother Jay. Are you sit there? Sit there. Psalms of David, 139, verse 13. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. See, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Man, I'm special. You are special too. You know, you throw down somebody, you are special to God. But the Bible says the same thing too in the message of the hour, in the seven churches. He's saying this last day is going to take a special prophetic class. To know what God's doing these last days. And
yeah.
That's you and I.
Yeah.
People, we are special.
Amen.
Don't let the devil make you look like you're nobody. You are somebody.
Amen.
You're the bride of Christ.
Right.
We're going to reign with him in eternity. We're going to go to Brother Isaiah. We're going to go judge the angels.
Yeah. Yeah.
The holy angels that don't know sin, we're going to judge them, Brother John.
That's right.
That's great. That's special.
Yeah.
You are special, people of God. Cry yourself. Act like that. Talk like that.
Yeah.
Act like son of a king. Daughter of a king. Walk like that. Dress like that.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Don't act like somebody just died. You're the worst suffering person. Carry yourself with chest out.
Yeah.
Amen, somebody. Live like that prince from Africa.
Yeah.
But Ron told a story about that prince from Africa. That's me there. During his slave trade in America, this young man, he don't know how to whip him. This slave, he knows what to do. When he comes to church, he'll clean the church, set everything, make sure everything was okay. Now tell him what to do. The other slave, you have to whip him, correct them all the time. But not him. So the one day, one of the slave buyer came around and said, I want to buy him. He said, I ain't selling him. Why? He said, what's different about him? I don't have to whip him. He knows what to do. Carry himself right. And people watch your life too. They watch how you carry yourself.
Right.
You got to carry yourself as a daughter and son of a king. They will respect you for that. He said, is he the boss of all the rest of them? He said, he ain't a boss. He said, why is it different? He said, I've been wondering about that. But I said, when I found that back in the homeland where he came from Africa, his father was the king of the tribe.
Come on.
So he's the son of a king. Oh, Brother Brown said, how much more are we today, Brother Dwayne? We are the children of the king.
Amen.
Not a king, the king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are sons and daughters of God. We are prince and princesses of God. Let's act like that. Let's live like that.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He said, my servant is... Okay, where are we? He said, I will praise thee for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Right well. 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret. You see, when my mother and my father was making love in the bedroom, he saw everything. When that sperm came from my father, straight my mother's womb, he saw his wife was washing the bread. Jeremiah. Yes, sir, it was washing my seed. And you know, but Brian said, in that sperm, that one first release, there are millions of germs there. Only one of them have life. Yes, yes, only one of them, yeah, brother, only one of them have life. And that's you and I. And they were, I said, and as now the sperm come from the male, they all run like wiggle tails. They won't survive, but Pastor. They want to attach to the egg in the womb. But all of them, only one of them have life. It might be the last one at the back that's crawling. He may be crawling, he's going to be there. He's going to make it. Don't be patient with him. She's going to be all right. Well, that's that run before him, her, when they got to the egg, you don't know what? They just die. But they have nothing in them to cook in them. But the last one at the back, Jeremiah was doing, when they got to the egg, just close a little bit, there's a magnet that magnetizes a hole.
Amen.
And that's you and I. See how these churches, how they run them. Run to church. Church on Monday, church on Tuesday, church on Thursday, on Friday, Wednesday. Church every day, they're running. But it's not him that we let on run it.
Come on.
He's got a shared mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah, yes, sir. Amen, somebody. You're special.
Yes.
Brother Brown said, even so much that God determines when that child is being conceived in the womb, God determines whether that child is going to be a boy or a girl, black-headed, brown-headed, red-headed, or blonde. That God determines that. And he saw all that. He saw you.
Yeah.
That's how you can have a picture in the album.
Yeah.
He saw you before you even were born, Brother Jimmy. He saw you coming.
Right.
Yeah. Amen, somebody.
Yeah.
So you ain't here by accident. You ain't here by chance.
Right.
Hallelujah. In Romans 9, verse 7, this just spoke about the election of Jacob and Esau. And in this wise, Romans 9, 7 to 16. Then neither because they were the seed of Abraham, the Jews, natural Jews, are they all children of children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Verse 8, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, the natural Jews, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise, the elected son of God, you and I, the elected son and daughter of God from all over the world, are counted for the seed. 9, for this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, is it the watch now? The children not being yet born, neither having done good or evil, that the purpose of... So what you do is doesn't make... That's not what qualifies you to be in the body of Christ.
Come on.
Neither have done good or evil, that the purpose of God, according to election, my son, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. Isn't that something? God saw this children. And as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. None of the children have even done any good or evil, Brother John. Before they were born, God said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Because God knew what was in Jacob before he was born. He knew what was in Esau. You know, Jacob was not going to be a shatter, but he loved God, he loved the world. So God saw you coming, brother, sister. He saw you. He knew what's in your heart. That's how you can put your name in the special section of the book of life.
Amen.
Are you with me? You going to pray? Excuse me. Thank you. Verse 14 said, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
So it isn't you, it's you trying to serve God. You know, your brothers, apostles, some people say, no, I suck. You don't suck God, because God has sought for you. When you're right there in the world, God was always looking for you, because he knows you. He knows from the womb, before you are even conceived, he knows you. And he knows you're going to do right. You're going to believe his word.
Yes.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Right.
A prophet said, message called Influence, March 59, 64. He said, God determines what whether the child, thy child will be black-headed, brown, red-headed, or plain blonde. He knew this because he is infinite. You or your parents have nothing to do with it. This God foresaw you coming, and he chose you to be his own. So he adopted you simply because he knew what was in you. He knew that you will serve him. So the apostle said, the natural birth, to see how it happens and how it's decided, when that is pollen, which egg, when there's thousands of germs and thousands of eggs, not the first two meets that settles it. You say, well, if two, the two in the front, no. So see, one may be will raise up the germ from the very back of the sperm on this side, and the middle one of the egg, it decide whether it's going to be a girl or a boy, black headed, red headed, blue eyed, or whatever it is going to be. Something makes that decision. The rest of them is done away with. They die. The woman pass them in her waist. They die. Only the elected seed is going to survive. Just think how that God will watch over you since your conception. Until you come to know him in this life. So you ain't here by accident. You're not by chance. You are foreknown from the beginning. God chose you. Next time the devil talk to you here, say, no, I'm a son of God. You chose me. Hallelujah. And I ain't going nowhere. Praise the Lord. God knew about you and me and I ever before the world began. In the message, does God ever change his mind concerning his word? Abraham said, it takes an intelligence to know whether it's going to be boy or girl, red-headed, black-headed, or what more. It is the election of God. It can be nothing else but election. Even in the natural birth, it's election, whether it's going to be boy or girl, whatever it's going to be. And when that little germ wriggles into the little egg and the little tails drop off, it starts the baby's spine, or whatever it is, after. Animal, baby, or whatever it is. And the rest of those million germs, a million eggs, a million germs, only one lives. All the same, but God chooses by election what's going to live, and the rest of them perish. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that? When I first came to the Lord, people of God, the day that I heard this message, I have a friend of mine, a bosom friend of mine beside me, good friend of mine. I was hearing that gospel, the message of the hour, and I was just in my mind. He was sitting beside me. He didn't get anything. That's election, people of God. Because there's something here that's receiving from the sending set. And that's the same with you too. I might bring this talk to a close tonight, this morning. That should not live your life in fear, people of God. You are chosen of God, people of God. You are children of God. If God can choose you before you were even born and knew who you are, he can destroy a whole nation because of you. Because he loves you. You hear me, somebody?
Amen.
The battle we are fighting in the world today, before we pray, is not the battle of men. I probably said it's the battle of angels. You understand now? How many of us have battle of mind? Battle of mind. Let me see. Oh, yes, I do. I know you'll be lying if you say you don't. I do. The greatest battle ever fought in mind. Everything. They will battle your mind with thoughts, evil thoughts, everything. That's it. What was it? The battle is in the mind. That's with the chosen place for the battle again, you know, but right around. But the man says, it's not your fault. You weren't there in heaven when Lucifer went against God, rebelled against God. You weren't there. You were not there. Were you there in heaven? We're in him, but we're not there physically. But he was, the Bible says in Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah chapter 12, that the devil rebelled against God because of his beauty. Right? He got arrogant. And Michael, Jesus, in his angelic form, took the remaining angel. The devil already got to the heaven went on his side. And Michael came with the remaining angel and fought Lucifer and came out of heaven to the earth. And the Bible said, from then on, the battle of angels become the battle of men. Because you're on God's side, he's going to come after you. He's going to battle against you. But you know what? Don't let that bother you. Christ's on your side. God's on your side. Paul said, we are more than conquerors through Christ that loved us. So you have the sufficient grace. Don't live in fear now, people of God. We got to pray now. Brother J, if you're still, give me my closing quotes. So God is not at this time compiling names. Like they'll say, oh, God is going to write your name. Give your life to Christ today. He's going to write your name before of life. No. The names are written before the world began already. God's not compiling names. No. That's not true. That's what he said in 7 Churches book. It was saying this in 7 Churches book. Now, notice. When Satan done this evil thing, here's what I think of God. That he knew right then what would be the entire plan. That he will use to bring man back to himself again when the thing was first produced before the foundation of the world. And we notice, even over in Revelations, he said, the beast that will come upon the earth will deceive all the Antichrist, will deceive all those whose names were not written in the Lamb's Book of Life from the foundation of the world. When were they written? Brother said, from the foundation of the world. Now, Jesus don't come to Calvary just for your haphazard thoughts. That is, he come to play, he come to gamble. He was not gamble. He knew who would be saved. The Bible says God knows his own. He's not taking chances. He's not a hazard. Well, he's not saying, well, I'll die up there. Perhaps maybe somebody will feel sorry for me and come down and get saved. No. God don't run his office like that. You don't run your office like that. Jesus came for one specific purpose, and that was to redeem those that God foreknew will be redeemed. See? Now, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all will come to repentance. But in order to be God, he had to know. Hallelujah. He had to predestinate, as is used in Ephesians 1 verse 5. Predestinate there isn't a good word. It means, in speaking of predestination, to people sometimes lead them to think that God just predestinated you. God, it makes them think that God just, God predestinates you to push you through the little pipe. No? Or something. That's not right. Predestination looks back to foreknowledge, and foreknowledge looks to destiny. Therefore, God being God, before the foundation of the world, knew that who will be saved and who will not. Romans 8, he could say that he hated Esau and loved Jacob before either child was even born. But by foreknowledge, he knew what a little chaser that Esau will be, and how he will save Jacob. Amen? So therefore, by foreknowledge, God knew those things. Amen, somebody. I'm close. In concluding this subject for this time, let me refer to a statement made at its beginning, when I said that not one scripture spoke of the Lord presently compiling a record of names. That is indeed not so. Hallelujah, somebody. So don't let the Bible bother your mind with thoughts, make you feel like you're not a child of God. Be courageous in your testimony. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Sometimes, I'll give you this testimony before we pray. Now, I church some years ago, there was this young man called Ezekiel. He was going to one of the colleges in our hometown. So he came to me and said, Pastor, something is saying to me in my ear that I'm not the son of God. I said, what? I said, don't believe that. That's a devil. He said, you keep telling me you're not a son of God. I said, why? He said, because he said you are born out of holy wedlock. I said, what? That doesn't mean nothing. The Brother Brown said, your new birth corrects that. Yes. All of us are born wrong. Yes. We are all illegitimate. Yes. When you are born again, that corrects that. Yes. Hallelujah, somebody. Yes. See, that boy won't listen. That voice was, the devil was talking to his mind. And remember, maybe some of you are having the same problem. But the Bible said to cut down all imaginations and every thought that exalts itself against knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And brother, the biggest trouble there is in the world, church today is a bunch of fear. People are always scared, and that's of the devil. Just don't be scared. Be brave. You don't have none to be afraid. There ain't none to be, none to be afraid of. We'll get into that this coming week. See, in there, we'll bring God on down and see what he was. So you can see that when man admired himself, his sin, and then the only way it was is for God to be manifested here on earth in a body of flesh to take away the sin out of the man and bring him back in fellowship with God. Makes him a son of God again. That's the only way he can. Isn't that marvelous? He said, what are we scared about? Let me ask you this before we pray. What are you scared about? Why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? So what are you scared about? Just believe. And the master of all it is, he said, all things work together for good to them that love God. Nothing can harm us. Just as peaceful as a little children playing around, we got a heavenly Father who watches over us. Is that not true? And whatever he sees that we are in need of, he just gives it to us. Hallelujah. You believe that this morning? So let's find out. This vision can come at this time. We are elected unto life. God saw you coming, people of God. Don't live your life in fear. We are called of God. We are for none of God. Hallelujah. God called us because by election. Don't live in fear. Don't run away from church. Don't stay home to play tapes. Come on, hear your pastor or other preachers preach. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads at this time. Give me that chord. Give me C. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Oh, I was. Who's the song leader? Can you help me?
I was lost, but now.
Hallelujah!
I see.
Hallelujah!
Amazing grace. Amazing.
Thank you, Lord.
Sing grace.
Glory.
How sweet.
Thank you, Jesus.
The sound that saved a wretch.
may be seated. Now we want to roll right into the water baptism. So if those that want to be baptized want to come on up, we want to get you ready for that. And then we'll close out the service after that, and then we'll take the church picture. Amen. It's good to have Brother Tony here. And I love those mysteries of God. I love those mysteries because they belong to Him. And He kept them, He hid them, and He didn't let anybody know about it until. Until it was time for us to understand it. And then He didn't hide. Then He didn't hide anything from us. He said, can I hide anything from my friend? He did not hide anything from us. When it comes down to it, and at the end time, when those mysteries were needed, because just think about it. How could you go in a rapture when you don't know who's going? How can you get a body up that you don't even know who they are? So, see, the thing is, you got to understand, number one, who's going to get up? And once you find out who's going to get up, which is a mystery, once you find out who's going to get up, then you're going to realize not only are you going, but the entire body of all ages are going to be going. And that's a mystery. He mentioned about 11 mysteries. There's so many mysteries. The marriage and divorce was a mystery that was hid under the seals until the end time. And all the things that God had planned and all the things that He was going to do were mysteries.
That's right.
Those seven seals were mysteries. And what was under those seven, the seven seals themselves were a mystery.
That's right.
Being predestinated was a mystery.
Right.
We didn't know how that worked. I was apostolic and we thought it was a Baptist doctrine so they could live like they wanted.
Yeah.
That's what we thought. And so we believed that and didn't understand predestination, even though it was in the Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
And we didn't even know how predestination worked. We didn't know the predestination. I like that quote you read. Predestination works by God's foreknowledge.
Yes, sir,
and God's foreknowledge goes back to what He saw.
Yes,
and He saw what your destination was going to be.
Yeah.
That's how predestination works.
Yes,
I mean, there were so many good points he brought out. Even in the five wise and the five foolish virgins. I heard that and I thought, I understood it, but I didn't. And I say that because I knew the scriptures and I knew the oil. But he said that that lamp was the word. And it is the word. Because it is. Jesus said that the lamp, just a lamp unto your feet. And then that spirit is that anointing, that oil. Brother Brown said that oil is the anointing. And so those two together is what we have now. Because when Jesus came the first time, they had the lamp, but they didn't have the oil. Because the woman at the well, when he met her, she said, you know, one of these days we're going to have a Messiah. She said, we go to the mountains and they go to the city and they do this and they do this. Jesus said, the time has come that they that worship me, he put the oil and the lamp together. He said, they that worship me must worship me in truth. What is the truth? Thy word is truth. So you have to have the word, the lamp, and the oil. They that worship me will worship me in spirit and in truth. It takes both of those to be able to really worship God. And nobody was going to be able to have real faith and worship Him unless they had spirit and truth. It's not enough. There's people who have all of these quotes and messages. They got a lot of truth, but they have no spirit, no anointing, no oil with it. And without the oil, this truth is nothing. And without the truth, the oil is nothing. There's a lot of people with a lot of loud noise and a lot of hoops and hollers and speaking in tongues and running the aisles, but don't have any truth behind it at all. They're just as dead as those who's got the truth.
That's right, that's right.
But at the end time, that wise virgin is going to have spirit and truth. She's going to have the lamp and she's going to have the oil. She's going to have both of them together. And that's what's going to bring about the rapture. So I like the way he worded that today because it just made it just shine to me. Amen. Oh, Oh, you ready? I just preached until you got there.
Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for the wonderful service we had this morning and the message. And Lord, we have Sister Brittany here. Lord, we ask that you bless her. We thank you for the blessings you've been given to her, Lord. Thank you for her testimonies. We ask that you continue to bless her job, bless her in her family life, Lord, but most importantly, continue to grow her spiritually. We ask that you bless our Sister Brittany. And we ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Sister Brittany, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear God, we thank you for everything you've done for us. We have Sister Lily, Lord, here. We ask that you bless her. Lord, we thank you so much for moving on our young people's lives, Lord, giving them a little conviction, Lord, a little tweaking, Lord, where they want to serve you and stand for you and live a life for you, Lord. We ask that you bless our little sister here. Bless her at school, Lord. Bless her in her family life, Lord. Bless her in her spiritual life. Grow her, Lord. Let her be a light to this world. We thank you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask. Amen. Sister Lily, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I think that's it.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
I know Tommy Sons wants to at some point maybe to make the day, but we'll catch him when he gets here.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. All the glory belongs to him.